Investing involves risks, including the risk of loss of your investment. Please consult with a financial professional before investing. Securities offered through Liberty Group, member FINRA, SIPC.
Good morning. The following program is being paid for by Liberty Group, LLC. And the views and opinions of the host do not necessarily reflect those of this station or its ownership. Oh, here he comes. This is Protect Your Assets with your host, as featured in Forbes magazine, David Hollander, President and CEO of the Liberty Group, LLC. Now, broadcasting live from the Protect Your Assets studios in downtown Oakland, here's David Hollander.
Good morning, listeners, and welcome to Protect Your Assets. I'm David Hollander, your host. It's so great to be with you this morning. We've got a foggy blanket across the bay. You know, the temperature's great, so it'll burn off. It's going to be great. For those of you just joining us for the first time, welcome. People around here, they call me the Sandman. You hear that music in the background. It's because I help my listeners sleep well at night by answering their most troubled legal or financial questions every single week. That's because I am a financial advisor and a practicing licensed California attorney. We're broadcasting live right now out of our little studio here in the basement of downtown Oakland, where the graffiti rains across the building. You can always tweet me a question. Maybe something comes up during the week and you want to know what you should do. Go ahead and tweet me anytime you want at PYA Radio. Again, that's at PYA Radio. Anytime you like. Right now, the market again hit all-time highs this week to pull back a little bit. And so the question I got a lot this week is, should I move my stocks to cash? As we know, it's always a good idea to have an emergency fund, but how much cash should you be hoarding in your bank accounts? I bring this up because, again, this week, I saw several people who had literally hundreds of thousands of dollars. One fellow had over $700,000 just sitting in a checking account, earning nothing. Well, next to nothing. But I see this all the time. And then, so the question is, well, how much dry powder, that could be called dry powder, how much should you keep in your bank account or your portfolio right now so you can take advantage of, say, a market correction or a good deal you see in real estate? Not setting enough cash aside could damage your financial security when an unexpected surprise occurs. But if you have too much cash earning next to nothing, this is a safe way to lose money. So on today's episode of Protect Your Assets, we're going to explore the question, could your cash be hurting your stash? Find out what options are out there right now. I'm sorry, I just had too much fun with that one. Anyway, you got to find out what are your options? What can you do with this? I mean, we all know we have it and we're thinking about possibly doing it. So what should you do? We're going to have some fun with this today. It's going to be an entertaining show. Let's face it, we got 3 days coming up with Labor Day on Monday. And so we need to have some fun. So keep it right here as we explore your cash. All right, let's have some fun. Now, let's get started. For the week, the Dow was up 0.68%. The S&P was up 0.93%. And the NASDAQ on fire once again, up 2.06% to finish out the month of August. But I want you to ask yourself this question right now. Do you like volatility? That's the stuff that goes up and goes down. If you like that, then great. But I got news for you. September is here. It's just arrived. And traditionally, since 1950, September is the weakest month for stocks. And also since 1950, whenever you have a midterm election year, which is where we are right now, September shows that the S&P 500 has been down about 0.4%. Doesn't seem like a lot, but still negative. So And we have something else big coming this September. You may remember, not this week, not next week, but the middle of the following week, we've got the Fed. They're going to meet again. And the question is, are they going to raise rates? And we all think they're going to, and that's priced into the market right now. But what if they say some things that aren't expected? Well, that certainly would push the market lower. So you've got September upon us now. It is Saturday, the 1st of September. You got to wonder what's coming. So the natural question is, what do you do with all these gains you've made? Or maybe you haven't been paying attention, but they're probably in your portfolio. What should you be doing right now? Well, let's look at the economy a little bit. We had last week we talked about this. The consumer confidence was coming out on Tuesday. It came out and it was on an 18-year high. So that looks really good. You had the second quarter GDP number come out. This is how much stuff we're doing, producing in the economy. It was up 4.2%. That's pretty big. And the Atlanta Fed predicted that the third quarter would be up 4.3%. So another big prediction. And that shows that things overall look pretty good. But here's what happened. Then Thursday, we had the market snap. In fact, it went down and went down again a little bit yesterday, depending on which index you're looking at. But overall, the trend, and you can just kind of feel this trend going up and down, went down. And this was all on a threat from President Trump to hit China with another $200 billion trade tariff. And, oh, throw that on top of that. The cherry at the end of the day yesterday was no deal with Canada. So you add those two things in the equation, and the market didn't like that. Plus, you got to add to that the instability happening in Europe right now with Italy coming up. And there's just some unknowns. So the market doesn't like that. And this is what happens to the stock market when it doesn't like things. It starts to go down. Now, what about oil? Oil, you always have to consider, because oil affects everything, if you think about it. It affects our cars, affects producing things. And the price of oil goes higher, that could also throw things, throw a wrench in things, if you will. And so the question this week came up, was oil going higher? Because it went over 70 again. And you had things happening with Iran, the Iran deal. And I say, let the Iran close the Strait of Vermu. Who the heck cares about the Strait of Vermu? Right? Why do you care? Well, here's why I don't think it's a big deal. Because winter's coming, right? We know winter's coming. And what do they do with gasoline when winter comes? Well, the winter blend, I don't know if you know this, the winter blend has more unrefined oil in it than our summer blend does. Did you know that? In fact, it's about 15% more. So what that does to the price of gas is it makes it about 10% cheaper when that occurs. So the question is, will inflation creep up enough to cause gas prices to stay where they are or not? And will we feel that in the consumer, which will then change consumer sentiment somewhat because they're spending more on gas? It's a good question. And so this is something that we're going to have to pay attention to, because that could change things a little bit. And I'm just going to tell you right now, I think you're going to start paying a little bit more for gas because it's part of inflation. And certainly there is inflation. I think the price of oil probably going to see $85 a barrel, not in the too distant future, because of the Strait of Vermu. All right. So what should you be buying right now? Look, if you're going to be getting out of your stocks, and I'm not saying get out of everything, but I think it's not a bad idea to start looking at what you've done, what you've accumulated, where you are right now, particularly if you don't like volatility, particularly if you're at or near retirement, you should be thinking about taking some chips off the table. You're at a table. It's Las Vegas. You're on a run. If you play craps, you know what I'm talking about. You're on a run, and your stack is getting pretty big. And sure, they keep bringing you free drinks, but are you going to stay in there? Right now, I am your conscience. I'm the guy on your shoulder saying, no. Start to take some off the table. Yes, do that. Okay. Put the chips in your pocket. You will not spend those chips. And what do you do with those chips that are in your pocket? Well, we're going to talk about that a little later. But we'll talk about some things you might want to move some of your chips into now. Instead of having it on the 8, take your profits off. Maybe move them over to the 6 or the 4. I don't like 4s, but anyway, maybe the 6. Okay, so what would be the six? Well, I like EM right now, folks. I'm thinking emerging markets look pretty good. Now, I'm going to tell you right now, emerging markets are volatile. Why? Because the return is so much better. So don't buy these things if you're not ready for some volatility, all right, which means we could have some more downside. I don't know where the bottom is. No one does. But they're looking to be pretty good value. And so if you start to pick up some EM right now, in preparation for the end of the year, that might turn out to be a decent trade for you overall. It might be a nice addition to your portfolio. Also, if the dollar weakens at all, that's really going to help EM quite a bit. So right now, you're seeing a lot of uncertainty. You're seeing Argentina this week paying, did you hear that? 60%. So if you own an Argentinian government bond right now, they're paying you 60% interest. That is not sustainable at all. So the question is Argentina going to devalue the currency again? They have another big financial problem. It's looking like it, but that's just a little peanut in the world. So that's not a big, huge deal when it comes to the economy. But it could be part of this Turkey, part of Brazil, because we have elections coming up. You've got a huge spread right now going on between the Italian 10-year bond versus the 10-year bund. I don't know if you saw this week, but that was a 300 basis point spread between those. That's a big deal. That means you get 3 points more by investing in Italy. And so there's a lot of question right now whether Italy is really going to get their act together. And when there's uncertainty in an area, particularly fiscal uncertainty, people like to get out of that currency. So it might be another decent value to take a look at if you don't think Italy is going to go away. I don't think they will. I just think they need to get their policies in line with some of the EU rules, like everybody else, play by the rules. And then, things will work out. But they always seem to finesse everything and make it beautiful, don't they? That's why they have incredible production of things. Anyway, so there's some areas you could take a look at. I like those two areas. Also, right now, I think the U.S. bank stocks are interesting. Why? Look at this trend. 2016, 2017, the first half of the year, bank stocks lagged. We're talking about the big banks. They lagged the market. They were behind the market. Second half come on strong. What's happened this year in 2018? The exact same thing. And if rates do continue to rise, what's going to happen to these bank stocks? They're going to do pretty well. You're starting to see that in their prices now, but I think there's more upside in some of those big bank stocks. So check them out. All right, let's move on. Next week, Monday. Can you believe it? Monday's Labor Day already. And then Tuesday, everybody comes back to work in the stock market. So things will really start heating up again. Thursday, we have the ADP employment report. And Friday, we have the latest jobs reports. Both of those are symbols of the economy and of the workforce. And remember, the trend I've been talking about workforce is, sure, it looks great. The numbers are strong. But where are we going to get the talent to continue to fuel this growth? As an employer, I'm hearing it not just from me, but from a lot of other people. It's tough to find good qualified people to take these jobs. So, anyways, coming up next on Protect Your Assets, how much cash should you have? Well, it could depend on your age. Find out if you're 50, what's your magic number? It's all coming up next. You're listening to the Protect Your Assets show on the Protect Your Assets Radio Network. We'll be right back.
If you're one of the first 10 callers right now, you will receive your very own complimentary analysis. The Protect Your Assets team is standing by. The number to call is 888-588-5818. We are live and we are local. 888-588-5818. You're listening to the Protect Your Assets Radio Network. You're listening to the Protect Your Assets Radio Network.
It is shining. It is shining.
Protect Your Assets with David Hollander. Do you ask yourself if you have a healthy retirement income strategy? It's not uncommon. Find out how David and his team could create income during retirement that will last your lifetime by calling the Liberty Group today at 888-588-5818. Or just sit back and enjoy more of Protect Your Assets with David Hollander.
Welcome back. Welcome back. I'm David Hollander, also known as the Sandman. And you're listening to Protect Your Assets on the Protect Your Assets Radio Network. And today we're talking about cash and what you should be doing with that cash and thinking about cash. And I got a caller this morning from Oakland. Good morning. Dorothy, are you there?
Yes, I am, David. Thank you for taking my call.
You're very welcome. How are you this morning?
I'm doing very well.
Great.
How are you?
Great, great. I'm great. How can I help you?
Well, as you said, I live in Oakland Hills.
Okay.
I'm 62.
Okay.
And we have a home we purchased in 1986, and it's almost paid off. And my realtor is telling me that I could approximately get about $1.7 million for it.
Really? Wow. Okay.
That's what she's telling us. We have the improvements, so it's updated.
Okay.
And our kids are grown. My husband and I, our kids are grown, and my husband would really like to stop working and do some traveling.
How do you feel? Do you want to travel too?
I would love to.
Okay. Well, good. There's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with that. So good. And what year did you buy your house?
We purchased it in 1986.
Okay. And then I'm going to ask a question. Do you know what a cost basis is?
Yes, I do. Well, somewhat.
All right. Well, let me explain it. Here's what it is. You bought the house in 86 and you paid a certain price for it, and you've probably done improvements like new carpets, and maybe you've cleaned up your kitchen and a new bathroom and so forth. So those are called improvements, and you haven't been able to take deductions for those all these years, but they add to what's called your cost basis. In other words, what you've put into the property. And the reason I'm asking that is because if you sell it for 1.7, the difference between your basis and the 1.7 is going to be taxed. We want to dig into that. So do you have an idea of what you've thrown into it, what you paid for it, and all your improvements? What does that look like approximately?
Approximately, the realtor told us about 1.3 mil.
Okay, good. Well, that's good. So you're sitting on a gain there of about $400,000. That makes sense?
Yeah, that does.
So if you sell it, you know, the question is, well, am I going to have to pay tax on that $400,000? The answer is no, because you said you're married, right? And each one of you from the federal government are given what's called a 121 exclusion of about $250,000 each. So that would be $500,000 total, as long as you've lived there two out of the last 5 years. It sounds like you've been there a really long time, since 1986. So you're gonna walk away, it sounds like, with, you know, after you pay the realtor commissions and any kind of fees, et cetera, you're gonna probably have a solid, you know, 1.6, 1.585, somewhere in that range of cash to walk away.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's good. So go ahead.
We also have about $1 million in 401k.
Okay, good. So you have 401k savings accounts. And
and
so it sounds like you guys just wanna start having some fun, is that right?
Yeah, if you think this is a good time to do that.
Well, that's a great question. Is there anybody that you work with that you've asked this question to?
Well, we have a financial advisor, but his specialty is not really in real estate, and I'm really looking for some extra advice.
Good. Well, good. All right. Well, I think that's the beauty of what we do here is you have three different people doing, well, actually we have quite more, but we have three different disciplines. We have a CPA. We have three attorneys here who do estate planning. We have 15 financial advisors. And we all work together as a team. And at our team here, we absolutely can handle that problem, which is just a great time to sell and maybe travel around the world and do some different things. So we can do that. But Dorothy, here's what we would do. So I'd say, yes, we can definitely help you. And this might be a perfect time for you to sell in this market as people come back out of town and they're thinking of going to the schools around here and living in Oakland, which is now becoming this great town. So what you need to do, Dorothy, is you want to call 866-PROTECT. Okay, call that number, 866-PROTECT.
Okay.
And they'll take your information down, and then someone will get back to you. And we'll do a plan where we'll map all this out for you and show you what the tax would be, what you can do with this money, how you could invest it, what sort of income you could derive. And then we'll talk about some fun things, like how do you go to Rome and rent an Airbnb for a month and look out your window and see the Colosseum. Does that sound like fun?
Yes, it does. There you go.
Well, that's what we're going to do.
So,
give us a call, Dorothy. Really appreciate you listening this morning. Thank you.
I'd love that. Thank you for listening.
You're welcome. Have a great weekend.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. So, you know, these are the fun things. That's why I do this. I love this. I'm going to make sure she sees that Coliseum. Anyways, listen, it's always a good idea to have an emergency fund. But how much cash should you be stashing right now in your bank account? Because if you have too much stash, that's a problem. Get you in trouble. And the question is, how much dry powder should you be keeping right now in your portfolio so you can take advantage of any market correction or market inefficiency as it comes along? That's what a lot of smart people do. So they wait for the opportunity and bam, they bounce on it. You could do the same thing. I sat down. What sparked this week was a fellow who came in. He had over $700,000 sitting in a checking account. Now, get this. He was only earning $350 a year off of that $700,000. $350 a year. So I encourage you, look at your bank statement. See what you're earning on that savings. It's pathetic. So on today's show, we're going to talk about how much cash you should have and how having cash can really hurt you. So let's start with this. There's a mantra out there about particular ages and about particular spending patterns and savings and all that. And we're going to go through that first. So let's just say you're 30. If you're 30 years old, how much should you have savings? Let's call it emergency fund. All right, I'm going to look at some statistics right now. So households that are led by the ages of 25 to 34, I'll use 30 as an average. So 25 to 34, you're earning about an average of $66,470 a year, according to the Consumer Expenditure Survey. And if you take conventional wisdom, this household, which has on average one child, should have about that much stocked away in retirement accounts. In other words, not another $66,000 in retirement accounts. Now, what about the emergency fund or your cash account, which is what the focus of today is? You're spending about $1,550 on rent or on a mortgage payment, $758 a month, these are all monthly, on transportation, $575 on food, $242 on healthcare and insurance, and about $275 on utilities. If you throw in another $56 a month for your credit card debt, that means you're spending about $34.56 a month. Now, credit card debt is used as a proxy for debt, and I'm assuming you're paying a 4% minimum. Think about that. A lot of people have different credit card debt, and this is where this gets more complicated, so I'm just keeping it basic. But a lot of you have student loans, and why I like student loans, if you have those as part of your debt, is if the economy changes and you lose your job, there is flexibility with those loans and the payback. And so that's something that you need. You're going to need that flexibility because credit cards are not flexible and then get you in trouble. So think about that. Now, what you want to do is multiply your earnings by about 3 to 6. And that's an emergency fund. So let me give you some hard numbers here. Your retirement savings goal should be about $66,000. And your emergency savings fund should be about $10,000 to $20,000, again, depending on what you're earning, okay? So have that in cash on the sidelines there, and we'll talk about a little later about how to make some interest on that. But that's what you want to do, okay? What if you're 40? If you're 40, here's the numbers. Your retirement account should look about, get this, $277,000, and your emergency savings goal should be $13,000 to $25,000, okay? Now, what about your 50? We talked about that before the break. If you're 50, what are your numbers? Well, your retirement savings should be about $596,000. And your emergency savings goal should be $13,000 to $26,000. And those are emergency funds, once again, which you would have sitting in some sort of a, you know, interest-bearing account that's liquid. That's the key. Make sure it's liquid. Make sure you can get to it, because we're talking about emergencies. Now, what about just dry powder to take advantage of stock market options? Or let's say right now you've made some money and you want to take some money off the table and put it in an account called dry powder, so you can take advantage of, say, EM, which we were talking about at the first segment, as an opportunity right now, maybe something that you'd want to pick up. Maybe you want to wait a little longer. But in any event, that's what we're calling dry powder. And if you're 60, like my last caller, Dorothy, she was 62. She was wondering about all this equity she now has in real estate and what she can do with that. So someone like Dorothy, here's what you should be thinking about. You should have about $643,000 in savings. And as you mentioned, you had over $1 million in 401ks. That's excellent. Your emergency savings account, right? This is your money market. You should have about $12,000 to $24,000 in that account. What do you do? How do you start to put this together? Think about this. By the time you hit 60, you have about 30 years to go. And so how do you put all this together? What's your number? What does it look like? How do you start thinking about that? Let me first start out by saying this is a foreign language. This is a complicated calculation, and you need to have experience when you do this, and you probably have no idea where to start. And I don't blame you. You're not alone. There's a lot of people just like you. So you need to start talking to someone who has a roadmap to take you from where you are right now to where you want to be. Just like Dorothy, who's trying to find her way out of Kansas. Just kidding. She's trying to figure out how to get out of Oakland and go travel the world with all this equity. How does she do that? Well, she picked the phone, called me, because her financial person doesn't know how to do this. You got to talk to someone who's qualified, who's knowledgeable, and who's experienced, who can educate you on how to do this. That's why it makes a lot of sense to meet with my team here at the Liberty Group, who looks at these kind of decisions and situations every day. In my office, we have a CPA. We have three estate planning attorneys, and we have a group of financial advisors who work as a team to help you get over the finish line. We can help you understand what moves you need to be making right now. This is all in my Protect Your Assets Life Plan. In my plan, you're going to learn what steps you can take right now to make sure your retirement is exactly what you're dreaming about. Find out what steps you need to take right now. If you've saved at least $250,000 in a 401k, IRA, brokerage, or other type of account, even savings at the bank earning 0.05%, 0.05, it's 5 basis points. For the first 10 callers, you can have your own plan at no charge. Call this number, 888-588-5818. Again, the number to call to get yours right now. Get started on this. Dorothy, 888-588-5818. It's not uncommon that you think everything's fine, but then, as Mike Tyson says, everything changes when you get punched in the face. Don't get punched in the face. Figure it out for yourself right now. Call this number, 888-588-5818. Call now. So, how much cash should you have in your portfolio right now as what they call dry powder, since the markets are at all-time highs? How do you start making these decisions? It's all coming up next, so keep it right here. You're listening to the Protect Your Assets Show on the Protect Your Assets Radio Network. We'll be right back.
If you're one of the first 10 callers right now, you will receive your very own complimentary analysis. The Protect Your Assets team is standing by. The number to call is 888-588-5818. We are live and we are local. 888-588-5818. You're listening to the Protect Your Assets Radio Network. You're listening to the Protect Your Assets Radio Network. When I see you taking the same few steps we used to take, I say, I'll keep on holding you, my arms so tight. I'll never let you slip away. Welcome. Welcome back. You're listening to Protect Your Assets with David Hollander. Retiring successfully is the result of proper preparation, and no one prepares you more for retirement than the Sandman and his team. This show is dedicated to helping people with proven strategies and advice on how to achieve your retirement goals. Call the Liberty Group right now at 888-588-5818 to set up your personal appointment. Operators are standing by. Now, here's your host, David Hollander, the Sandman.
Welcome back. Welcome back. I'm David Hollander, also known as the Sandman around here, and you're listening to Protect Your Assets on the Protect Your Assets Radio Network. You've tuned into likely the most important show when it comes to your retirement and financial life. While other shows are busy talking about the annuity of the week or expensive collection of mutual funds, we help you explore the most important financial and retirement-related questions that you want answered. Well, with the markets now at all-time highs, how much should you be moving to cash right now? Well, think about this. I mean, we've seen interest rates pretty much, particularly in savings accounts and your bank account, pretty much at zero or next to zero since the Fed got involved at lowering rates to try and save this country from going into a depression. And that all started, as you know, back in 2008, 2009. But prior to that, I mean, think back to before that time. It was pretty easy to move money into a money market account or something similar and get yourself about 4% on your money while you waited for a stock or something that you like a piece of property, to come into favor. And you just sell it and move into that. It's gotten a lot more difficult now. And I've heard this quote, and I wanted to share this with you. If I have, say, 10% of your portfolio in cash and cash is earning you nothing, why not just throw that all into a blue chip stock right now, or an index fund, or some type of other security? So at least you're getting something, like maybe a dividend, even if it's only a few points, like 2 or 3%. Sounds reasonable on the surface, doesn't it? But that's an amateur mistake. I mean, I want you to think about that, because right now the market is, and particularly a lot of these large cap stocks, are at all-time highs. If you look at their earnings multiples, they're, you know, at fair value, maybe a little higher than that on a lot of these. Some are way ahead of that. And that is just a time of uncertainty. That's a time of where it could correct. You could lose easily 15, 20% on that stock, and then it's all not worthwhile. And that's not the point of thinking about the dry powder conversation. So cash, if you think about it, really has multiple roles in your portfolio. And the best investors in history known this. They're known for keeping large amounts of cash on hand, often because they're aware how terrible things can get. Think about this. More often without warning, things happen. Bad things happen. And Warren Buffett right now is sitting on $60 billion. It's a lot of money in cash. Charlie Munger, he would go years building up huge cash reserves until he felt like he found something that had low risk and high value, and he would jump into that. Tweedy Brown, another famous manager of the Tweedy Brown Global Value Fund, he has 18% of his fund's holdings in cash right now. And so this propelled me to start looking around and seeing what are other people thinking out there. And so according to The Balance, one of the nation's largest and oldest trust companies did a study of 1.8 million households in the U.S. that had investment portfolios worth $3 million or more. And this is something that's quite interesting. Get this, 40 out of 100 households held 10 to 24% of their portfolios in cash. Think about that. It's a pretty significant number. And so why are they doing that? Do they know something that you don't? Or are they waiting for some kind of an opportunity? I see this a lot where people will have cash sitting in the bank and they don't know why. This is probably the majority that I see. They don't really know why they're doing that. They just do it. Maybe because they missed the rally. Maybe because they sold some stocks, you know, and they felt like that was a fair value and they just don't know what to buy now. Maybe because they're just scared. They don't want to lose that principal or those savings they work so hard for to earn. I have a lot of clients and people we talk to who have real estate. They know real estate and their net worth could be, you know, $50, $60, $100 million is in real estate. You heard Dorothy. I mean, here's a you know, couple in Oakland Hills. They have almost $2 million worth of real estate just sitting there doing nothing really for them. The kids now have left the house. It's a big house. They got to take care of it, as you heard, you know, with the gardener and the maintenance items that are going to come. What about when the rains come back? You know, these things happen and they're expensive and it detracts your life. So a lot of people who are into real estate, what they do is they keep dry powder. They have cash sitting in the bank, and when a property comes around at a good value, they'll buy it, pay off the house immediately, buy it for cash, don't have a debt, don't have to worry about getting a loan from a bank when times are tough, if you're in recession. Remember what it was like to get a loan back then in 2010, 2011? It was virtually impossible. You could have money in the bank. You could have a great credit score. But if you didn't have the income, that's what mattered, was the income. It was all about the income to get a loan. So if you're one of those people who's sitting in a position of having that kind of cash, you know that when you see an opportunity and you have cash and you can strike, you're probably going to get a pretty good value and be able to turn that at some point in the future if you're patient and make money on that. And that's the term we call in the business dry powder. These funds are there to exploit opportunities when you see them. And that's just another way to think about your portfolio. If you're not skilled in that, then you should hire someone who is. Someone who's got experience, who knows how to do that. And they should be willing to put some of your portfolio in cash to take advantage of that kind of opportunity. If you're not someone who's willing to think about that, then why do you have so much cash sitting in the bank earning next to nothing? I mean, think about this. If you have $500,000 set aside right now earning 0.05%, that's next to nothing. And thinking about it another way, let's say you're going to retire soon. And let's say that we do have another recession. I want you to think about this. Let's say that you're going to retire maybe in a couple months. And you've determined after doing the math that you need about a 3% withdrawal rate on your portfolio to live. You've saved about $500,000 invested in the market and other things. Think about it this way. If you keep at least 10% or $50,000 of that portfolio in cash, we could go into another epic recession like we did between 1973 and 1974. The meltdown could come again. And you wouldn't have to sell any of your stock holdings. That's what's key, is being in a position where you don't have to sell when things get really bad. So what do? Well, you live off the dividends from your stocks, interest payments. Even if they're shut down, you still have that 10% cash fund, remember? And that will sustain you, according to your burn rate, of another three and a half more years. That helps you, from a psychological standpoint, to avoid selling when things are absolutely at their worst. Now, I know you need to be open-minded to think about this because right now everything feels pretty good. But just for the moment, open your mind and step back to what you felt like in 2009. Remember that feeling in February? Or maybe you don't, but you do if you really dig deep in there. It's there. Maybe you're listening to me right now and you're feeling great. Your current plan is doing fine. Everybody says it's great. There's nothing to worry about. But nothing bad's really happened yet. And as you remember, Jack Welch, he was the guy that made GE one of the best companies in the world until he retired. And Jack said this. He said, change before you have to. So let me ask you a question. Why are you waiting until something bad happens to make a smart move? Waiting until something bad happens is the worst thing you can do. It's like putting your seatbelt on after you're involved in an automobile accident. It's not going to help you afterwards. You know that. You have to put the belt on before you put the car in gear. If you have no idea where you should be putting your money right now, or if you should be selling your house, then you're effectively driving around right now without a seatbelt, because you know, like I do, that correction and that downdraft's coming. So get in front of this right now before something bad happens. Because if you don't, go back to 2009 again. You could have to work another 10 years to get back to where you are right now. Your peace of mind is too important for this to be sitting there wondering if your current plan's on the right track, wondering if you have enough to end up secure to travel and have the freedom you want in retirement. Find out if you're on the right track. We can help. In my office, we have a CPA, 3 estate planning attorneys, and a group of financial advisors who work as a team to help you understand all this. This is all in my Protect Your Assets Life Plan. In this plan, you're going to learn the exact steps you need to take right now to get in front of this before it comes at you. Get your questions answered. If you've saved at least $250,000 in a 401k, IRA, brokerage, or other type of savings account, pick up the phone right now, and for the first 10 callers, you can have your own plan created just for you. Forget this, no charge. But you have to be one of the 10 callers right now. Call this number, 888-588-5818. Again, that number is 888-588-5818. How can you protect your portfolio right now? Dial this number, 888-588-5818. It's time for a quick break. But when we come back, I have a really good idea for you about keeping $100,000 in a bank account for emergency. We're going to figure out if that really makes sense. Should you have that much? It's all coming up next on Protect Your Assets. Keep it right here.
The Protect Your Assets team is standing by. If you're one of the first 10 callers right now, you will receive your very own complimentary analysis. The number to call is 888-588-5818. We are live and we are local. 888-588-5818. You're listening to the Protect Your Assets Radio Network.
I remember back in Oakland, I was lying there in rapture on the bathroom floor.
Welcome back to Protect Your Assets with David Hollander. The Sandman and his team are dedicated to tailoring an income strategy to protect your assets and create income you can never outlive. Call right now for your no-obligation lifetime retirement plan at 888-588-5818.
Welcome back. Welcome back. I'm David Hollander, also known as the Sandman. And you're listening to Protect Your Assets on the Protect Your Assets Radio Network. Want to wish a happy birthday to John Tarabini, Sandra Yu, and Bill Franklin. Hope you guys have a great birthday week. Say, one of the best ways to learn if you can retire when you want to, take control of your destiny, and have income to last the rest of your life is by taking action. And one of the ways you can get a lot of great information about, say, the new tax reform, robust investment strategies, or how to create everlasting income is to come to one of our workshops. And we're doing one this Thursday in Mountain View, but it's sold out. So if you want to come to another one, we're going to be doing the next one, Retiring in Trump's America, is the title, the 13th of September. That'll be in Oakland. And you can go there. Go to our website. It's libertygroupllc.com, libertygroupllc.com. And click on the workshops tab. In fact, the one on the 13th, sorry, that's in Walnut Creek at Scott's. And we do have room there. So you can register right there on the website. Invite your friends if you like. And make sure you keep checking our website, because that's where we'll update information about these events and what's going on. Again, libertygroupllc.com. Come learn straightforward information about your retirement. Before the break, we've been talking about this morning about cash and how much cash you should have. And I hear this all the time. People say, oh, you should have $50,000 to $100,000 or more in the bank in case of an emergency. Well, the first segment we went through at your particular age and your income, how you think about building an emergency fund. And if you go back and listen to that, you'll see that that's just not true. $50,000 to $100,000 is probably too much. It feels good, I know, to have that kind of cash for an emergency. And I can appreciate that, but it may actually be more harmful to you than helpful. And here's why. Inflation is currently at 2.9% according to Trading Economics. That means every year, if you're earning 1% at the bank, which would be pretty good right now if you're getting that, you're losing 1.9% every year guaranteed. And when you take taxes on that money, because it is taxable, you're actually losing more money. Listen, we put money in the bank because it's safe, but when you factor in inflation, you're actually losing money in a safe way. It's a safe way to lose money. And if inflation stays at where it is today, let's call it 3%, and you have $50,000 sitting in the bank, in 20 years, your $50,000 today's value will be worth $27,683, half. So it goes without saying, what is your retirement going to look like? Are you going to be struggling? Are you going to be losing money? Is it going to be going the other way instead of going the way you want it to go? Hopes and dreams are only going to take you so far. To retire successfully today, you need a plan, and you need it now. So I'm going to make it easy, for you right now to get my customized Protect Your Assets Life Plan. Here's how this works. If you have at least $250,000 saved in a retirement account, 401k, savings account, pick up the phone right now for the first 10 callers. You can get your own plan for free. Call this number, 888-588-5818. Again, that number is 888-588-5818. One more time, call this number, 888-588-5818. Want to give a big thanks to the Protect Your Assets team for putting together another great show today, because without my team, I'm just another pretty voice on the radio. Thanks again, everybody. You've been listening to the Protect Your Assets show on the Protect Your Assets Radio Network. I'm David Hollander, the Sandman. Go out and make the rest of your life the best of your life.
The Protect Your Assets team is standing by. If you're one of the first 10 callers right now, you will receive your very own complimentary analysis. The number to call is 888-588-5818. We are live and we are local. 888-588-5818.
All calls have been screened. Callers should not expect their conversations with David Hollander on the radio or with staff to be held in confidence, and that legal information provided on the air is not intended to be a substitute for callers hiring their own lawyers to advise them about personal legal matters. Callers should not provide their full names while on the air. The views expressed on this program do not necessarily reflect the views of the station. Proper advice depends on complete analysis of all the facts and circumstances.
The information given on this program is in the nature of general financial comment and cannot be relied upon as pertaining to your specific financial situation. California Life Agent, number 0B48569.
Listeners should consult their own financial advisor or conduct their own due diligence before making any financial decisions.
The preceding program is being paid for by Liberty Group, LLC, and the views and opinions of the host do not necessarily represent those of the station or its ownership.
A Kojo Media Experience.